Taking your calls all the way up until 9 o'clock and on behalf of all Demon fans, there's so many great messages coming from fans of other clubs through here. It is absolutely magnificent to read. So thanks so much for being so magnanimous and so, they're just happy for Melbourne supporters, which is a nice thing to see, whispering in what is a really competitive game that we play. Roy, join us from Thomastown. Away you go.
Well, congratulations, Gary, on seeing Melbourne win the flag. You know, it's a good feeling. My question is to you, me watching the game like you were, do you think when Bont was getting on top that Simon Goodwin put Oliver have a run with Bont to shut him down? Would that be your personal opinion? When Bont was getting on top.
Yep, no, that we spoke about that, Roy. That is exactly what happened. Not so much a run with, but they just... the Bont was getting forward aggressively and they threw the challenge to Oliver to say, listen, you've got to start to be aware of that and you've got to run with him because he's got too much size. He got Jack a couple of times in the air. So, no, the Melbourne, the coaching staff have been lavish in their praise for what Oliver did in that respect. So good pick-up, Roy.
Good pick-up from somebody out there because I noticed this too when I looked at the team photo. Petrarca hit his Norm Smith medal. So he had his premiership medal on and I was looking to see where his Norm Smith was. He'd actually hidden it under his jumper, Gary.
He's doing most things right, that boy, Christian Petrarca. He's got nice humility about him, which I love, given what he's been able to achieve. Good pick-up. Tom's from Seaford. Morning, Tom.
Oh, g'day, Gary. Congratulations to you, the family, and all the Melbourne supporters out there. It's a stunning victory. And you must be thrilled with the unbridled joy of winning it. And Tim found that feeling in 84 with Essendon. I found it in 1990 after 10 grand final losses. And I tell you what, Gary, this is going to really... put the Collingwood-Melbourne rivalry up there like never before. I can't wait to get back there next year and see that rivalry spark up again because Melbourne's going to be the hunted team now. It was a great victory and 17 clubs are coming after you, but well done, Deez.
Oh, nice. Good on you, Tommy. Thanks for that, Deez in Hobart. Good on you, Stephen. Welcome.
Congratulations, Gary, for an outstanding win for your club. I want to put another perspective on the situation with Christian Petrarca. My club next year will have been 56 years without a premiership and have won 27 wooden spoons. The reason for that is because we make a lot of mistakes over time. And one of those was not picking Christian Petrarca in the draft. And there were three people who were mainly responsible for that. One was Amit Baines, who is with Footscray at the moment, Tony Elshaw and Alan Richardson. I'd love to know their particular thoughts about seeing Christian Petrarca play the way that he did.
I think Richo was pretty happy with the way that Christian Petrarca played.
you might laugh about it, but for St Kilda people, it was a dagger in the heart because the decision at the time was a no-brainer and we should have picked Christian Petrarca as number one.
Clubs make mistakes all the time these things, Steve.
And they're hard to live with,
but they are mistakes that everybody makes.
They are. Yeah. Matt's in Craigieburn. G'day, Matt.
Hey, Gary. Mate, the bridal joy that I've had for the last 48 hours is just unbelievable and really well done on your little piece of it. You really captured how we were feeling back here with that little pump of the cup. But I really wanted to
Gary, Tom.
Congratulate Max after the game, remembering the history of the club and the people who have been through a lot of pain and those who are no longer with us, mentioning the Broadbridge family, Colin Sylvia, Robbie Flower, Jim Stiles. I think they just did it so well after the game. It was absolutely brilliant.
Matty, so I don't know what it's like back there, but those people you mentioned who passed away, Dean Bailey as well, have been a big, strong part of the narrative over here from within the footy club and outside the footy club. So I'm glad that's been picked up. Joe's in Glen Iris. Good morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, g'day, Gary. Tim, hi. Firstly, Gary, like others, congratulations on doing a wonderful job over there, particularly trying to be unbiased, but your bias for us as Melbourne supporters was definitely prevalent. I want to say that I started following Melbourne, unfortunately, in 1965, the year after the grand final. So I've seen nothing. So my kids and my grandkids who have come along since that time have detested my relationship with them for bringing them into the world as Melbourne supporters. But I'm finally getting kudos and thanks for doing it. And we're loving life at the moment. Just
good
one question,
Gary.
Gary, just one question. Did you happen to find out the likelihood of Luke Jackson re-signing, because I know he's not signed yet.
Yeah, no, well, it's certainly at the forefront of everyone's mind, Joe, given the way that he turned that grand final. So there's no interest in him going back to Western Australia. His mum and dad assure me he loves it in Victoria. In fact, they said they'd like to come over here. I suggested not right now, probably. It wouldn't be the way to go. But, hey, we'll take the 8:30 news. We've got callers lined up everywhere. Let's get through as quickly as we possibly can.
Did you give that cup a bit of a pump, did you?
I don't know. I have to go back and have a look. I don't really know what I was doing at that particular stage.
I said no pump. You said, whisk, power, shall I hand over the cup? I said, whatever you do, don't pump it. And you've gone for the pump.
It did not. Sam Edmund to join us as well. E&S Open Lines cranking. The temper text is flying through. Loving reading all the messages. And we'll get back to you after the 8:30.
Keep them coming.
Taking calls at the moment, 1300 736 736, and just reliving what was, for Melbourne fans, one of the greatest days ever. Days and nights. Perth were unbelievable. What about Bailey Fritsch? I just want to talk about the game, Wispy. He's kicked six in a grand final, Bailey Fritsch.
Yes.
Six.
Were you thinking about Mike Sheen and what he had to say about Bailey Fritsch? Probably about 2.5 years, maybe 3 years ago now.
I wasn't thinking
He was on the Fritsch train very early in the piece.
He was, but I wasn't thinking about Mike.
He's a great player, isn't he?
Oh, he's so clever and he knows clean. Where he's going. Where was your 3-2-1 and your Norm Smith? I haven't asked you that.
Well, Petrarca was the best player on the ground. I went Petrarca, Fritsch and Oliver as the 3-2-1. What about you?
Yep, I went. I think the first two, I don't think anyone's going to go outside them. I thought Angus Brayshaw was unbelievable on his wing.
Yeah, no, he was.
Could be anyone for the one, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could have been. But probably Oliver and the job that he did on just quelling Bontempelli in that second. I got away from him.
Unbelievable first quarter too.
Oliver, and he did. He did. And you know what? He felt the moment really well during the game, pretty early in the game when it was really hot. You know, sometimes he's held onto the ball for too long or he's handball, but he seemed to have that balance right too.
Baz is on the right. Hey, Baz.
G'day. Congrats, Gary. Well, the writing's on the wall and no one seems to be reading it, mate. There's no doubt now that the two best players in the AFL are Marcus Bontempelli and Christian Petrarca. And guess what? Both are from Italian origin. So it's time to go to Italy and start the recruiting process ASAP. You've got Johnny from Epping there at SEN. Gil, get hold of him and go to Italy and start recruiting players. Forget about playing games in China, mate.
That up, Baz. I like the idea. Tim and I put our hand up. Good on you, Brad's in Aspendale. Good day, Brad.
Hey, guys. Fantastic call, Gaz. Love you guys. Long-time Melbourne boy. Been to many grand finals. I finally got what it's like to watch your team get up on that dais. You know, I've seen Hawthorn colours and Essendon colours and Richmond colours on that dais. But to see our players up there, I was in tears, brother. I was in tears.
Oh, Bradley, that's what it's all about, mate. And as I said many times in the past 48 hours, I've watched... In recent times, Sydney supporters have this experience, and then Geelong from 63, and then the Dogs in 54, and you just sat there going, I want to do that before I leave the earth. And now I know what the feeling feels like as a supporter, and it was just bloody beautiful.
It looked magnificent. I thought you might have been smoking the pipe out there on the ground late into the night, but there was some tobacco there.
Where?
Who got the cigars out? Where did start? Who was lighting those up?
Ed Langdon was the first one I saw with a big fat cigar hanging out of his mouth. So they'd be sick the next day. No, I didn't.
Did Garrity get involved or not?
No, I did not. Absolutely not.
Just the pipe?
Just the pipe. Had the little walk back to the room at about 12:30, put the pipe out and just give it a bit of a...
Did the smoke alarms go off in the hotel?
No smoke alarms. What am I doing here? I can't even find my rundown. I've lost it.
We need to take a break. We're still getting some beautiful text messages that are coming through. So many people out there, Melbourne fans, have enjoyed it, but so many other fans too. This is the great thing about the texts that are coming through.
I am loving
so this. Many other fans from other teams know what it means to somebody like yourself to be a supporter, a player, former player of a club, and for them to finally salute.
And I'm not being condescending. I hope St Kilda now, as the longest serving, I hope they get to experience it. That's what it makes you do, you know. You realise that they are now in the same position as Demon fans, and if Melbourne can't win it, I'm hoping St Kilda can. We'll